May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Once again, it is a pleasure to be with you all on this beautiful Sunday morning. It's nice to be here. It's nice to be with you. So nobody in this room has any trouble with busyness, right? We're not busy people, are we? We're okay, right? We're okay. We know how to take time for ourselves. We know how to slow down. Okay, good. Thanks for the honesty. All right, so yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing on the moon, right? Buzz and Neil, old friends of mine, Buzz and Neil came down in the lunar lander. Sea of Tranquility. Anybody watch the coverage of that yesterday, or any of the documentaries on? So okay, good. I'm fascinated by space stuff. I'm a big space geek. I love this. I remember the 20th anniversary of the landing on the moon, and I was actually here visiting in Tallahassee, visiting my dad, and we had gone out on our sailboat. And it was a moonlit night. I don't know if it was a full moon, but it was a big moon. And I remember sitting out on the boat going, oh man, 20 years ago. That was so, anyway, I was, you know, 12. I'll do some better math here in a minute. I may have been 15, I can't remember right now. Anyway, hold on, I have to cough. Anyway, so yesterday was the anniversary of the lunar landing. Did you know this part of the story? Some of you may know this, but there was a moment when the crew had landed on the moon. They were supposed to take a rest period, supposed to take a couple hours, because I guess it was, you know, they needed a couple hours of rest, a little siesta. Don't we all need a nap in the middle of the day? So they were supposed to take this little rest, and instead of resting, Neil Armstrong was like, I want to go on, come on, I got to put my backpack on, I'm going out the door. He was very busy. He was doing checklists and making sure that everything was running and making sure that, you know, they were going to be able to survive on the surface of the moon. Buzz Aldrin, in that rest time, was able to take just a couple of minutes and out of his personal pack, pulled out a small little pouch, and in it was a small chalice and a little vial of wine and a piece of consecrated bread. And in the midst of all of the busyness of landing on the moon, Buzz Aldrin took just a couple of moments. And you can hear it in the radio transmission when Buzz says to Houston, I would ask that you relay this. People everywhere, in whatever form they need to, I just ask them to take a moment and give thanks for the amazing thing that has happened. And as soon as he had said that, he then took his chalice, took Holy Communion, ate the bread. In the middle of a life, world-changing event, Buzz Aldrin took time, just a minute, out of the busyness to be with his God. In today's gospel lesson, we hear the story of Mary and Martha. Okay, I love Mary and Martha. I love any piece of scripture that has a woman's voice in it. I love it. They're voices that are missing from our tradition. Here is Mary and Martha. Now, I have to correct something. The way we heard it in the gospel, it sounds so, right? Martha. Jan. Okay, more of you got that reference than the 8:30 service. I'm just saying. Martha. This is not the real way that we need to tell this story. This is Martha of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. This is Jesus's friend. This is not, you know, like a stranger has come into her house and brought 50 of his closest friends. This is Martha, who has broken bread with him, who has shared time with Jesus. They're friends. And so instead of hearing, Martha, 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 you need to just chill out, pay attention, because Mary's doing what she's supposed. That's not how Jesus is really saying. He's really saying, Martha, my sweet Martha, Martha, my friend, it's okay. Just step back from the busyness. We don't need 10 plates of baklava. I mean, we'd like it, but we don't need it. We need Martha, Martha, don't worry. Let Mary do what Mary is doing. That's what she's called to do. My sister, Martha, come be with me. Don't worry. Just come. Put down the gruet. Just put it down. Relax. Relax, Martha, because I have come to you again to tell you this wonderful news. I've come to teach in your house again, because this was Martha's house. This was not Mary's house, and this was not Lazarus' house. This is Martha's house. I've come once again to break bread with you, to be with you, to remind you that while it is crazy and distracting and busy, even in the first century it was busy, 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 you can stop and take time because I am with you. I have come to liberate you from anxiety. I have come to liberate you from anxiousness. Oh, that's what anxiety is. Good job, Jenny, good job. I have come to take away all of those things that are holding you back from your relationship with God. I have come to preach good news and peace and salvation and love and justice and mercy. Martha, don't worry about the olives. Come be with me. Wouldn't that be something for all of us? If in the middle of our, oh, I gotta go grocery shopping, I gotta do this. We hear Jesus' voice say, sister, brother, don't worry about the busy stuff. Come find refreshment in me. Come find refreshment in this place and in this sacred time. If Buzz Aldrin could do it on the surface of the moon, how is it that we struggle to take time away from our busyness to be with our God? I've decided this week, this being another week in paradise or in Tallahassee, whichever way you want to do that, I've decided this week that I'm not going to rush around in busyness. Now, I know that's hard when you have a two-year-old or almost two-year-old. I mean, it's all busyness, right? I've decided that I need to be more intentional about turning my face back to God. I need to be more intentional of putting aside the distractions. I need to be more intentional about putting aside the busyness. I need to rest, just like Martha. I need to rest in the assurance and the comfort of Jesus. And I think that it's going to be good for our little household, too. Because we don't need to raise another generation of anxious people, do we? We don't need to raise another generation of people who are busy for busy's sake. Let's be busy about the work that God has for us. Let's be busy about the kingdom building. So I'm gonna set myself a challenge for this week. Okay, when I feel like I'm going too fast, I'm gonna stop. I'm really gonna do this. I'm gonna stop and say, all right, let me turn my face back. Let me rest in the Lord. And I invite you, sisters and brothers, to come with me on that journey. Spend some time this week intentionally walking with God. Listen for God's voice saying, sister, brother, come on. Don't worry about all that other stuff. Just come and rest with me for a while. Let's see how that works for us. Let's see what that does for our spiritual life, for our life in God. Sisters and brothers, I offer you this meditation this morning in the name of the one who created us, the one who redeems us, the one who sanctifies us always. Amen.